The amendment makes private property a fundamental right. It prohibits passage of any law that allows private property to be damaged or taken except for public use, which could not include private gain. It also requires payment of a just amount, which bill sponsor Delegate Johnny Joanno said should include loss of access or business, similar to awarding damages.
It's not fair to take somebody's home for $100,000, $110,000 when he and his wife are like 65, 68 years old, and then they got to go into a nursing home, and then they turn around and sell that piece of property for $250, it sits on the water down at Ocean View.
Senator Donald McEachin argued that it's better to first modify state law.
If we put this in the Constitution and it's not broad enough or it's too broad, whichever the case might be, it's very difficult to change that vis-a-vis a statute. So my preference would be to put it in the statute first. Let's test drive it. Let's make sure that we get all the problems solved.
Joanno called on senators to let the people decide. The amendment could not take effect without voter approval. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.